When you need medical help fast, use NHS 111 online to go from home to an urgent treatment centre.
Mr. Williams, please come through.
Or a pharmacy.
Hello, pharmacist will see you now.
Or if needed, stay where you are and get a call from a nurse, doctor, or paramedic. Get assessed and directed to the right place for you in as little as 90 seconds. Use NHS 111 online.
This is the North East and North Cumbria Providers Podcast, highlighting the fantastic work taking place across the region to provide the highest quality of care.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Providers Podcast. I'm your host, Harry Newhouse, Communications Support for the North East and North Cumbria Provider Collaborative. In a previous episode, we introduced a medicines manufacturing centre, an exciting new facility currently under construction in Seaton, Delaval. Once operational, it will play a vital role in producing large volumes of chemotherapy and other ready-to-administer injectable medicines, helping to transform how we deliver care across the region. Since then, the project has made great progress. Recruitment is now underway and the centre has welcomed its first managing director. I'm really pleased to be joined today by that very person, Mark Sutton, who's here to share more about his journey, his vision for the centre and what lies ahead for the MMC. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Nice to meet you, Harry. Nice to meet you face to face.
How are you
today? I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's a nice morning here in Seaton, Delaval.
Can you tell us a bit about your background and your career path leading up to your role here at the MMC?
Yeah, so I've been heavily involved with medicines manufacturing, primarily with the NHS, for the last 30 years. It's something that I've thoroughly enjoyed all through my career. I've worked at several trusts, but I started training at Hereford Hospital. So I worked there for 10 years and worked my way up within medicines manufacturing. I then became the head of quality for two trusts, actually. So I worked at Birmingham initially and worked there for a few years. And then I moved to Derby, which is a centre that does a lot of manufacturing and is one of the key players within the country. More recently, in my last role, I worked as head of radiopharmacy at Cardiff and Vale, and it was a regional supply for radiopharmaceuticals across all of South East Wales. But I also had a key involvement as part of a project team delivering something called Transforming Access and Medicine to Medicines, which is basically a project actually quite similar to the MMC in relation to providing centres for supply of medicines across the whole of the country. So prior to leaving, I was heavily involved with development of the radiopharmacy that is actually based in Newport and is in the progress of being built at the moment.
And what were some of the highlights of your time as head radio pharmacy in South East Wales?
To be honest, it had some challenges because some of the facilities were quite, well, the facility is old actually at Cardiff. So as a team, we pulled together to actually manage supply to patients and also manage some of the issues we had with the facility. As I say, as part of the project, I was involved with the project to replace the radiopharmacy, and that utilised some of the skills that we've got within the team to be able to set up the facility. And at the moment it's being built and should be due to be built in the next few months, and then we'll go live. So challenging but also exciting because there were new avenues that were being explored to ensure that we delivered an excellent service to our patients across South East Wales.
What inspired you to take on the role as Managing Director here at the Medicine Manufacturing Centre?
To be honest, this role is the perfect role for me. It's something that has culminated in after the sort of 30 years of experience I've got within medicines manufacturing. And it's great to come in to an organisation at the beginning and help the team to develop and recruit new team members. So it's going to be a new organisation. We're obviously going to work together across to be able to deliver this project across the whole of the region. It's really exciting from a point of view. We're going to have state-of-the-art facilities. I love the fact that there's a real key partnership across the whole of the North East region and North Cumbria. I think the fact that we're all pulling together to be able to provide for patients is truly inspiring and truly exciting. So, yeah, it's a dream job for me. I'm really enjoying it so far, and I think it's great.
And what excites you most about this project and its potential impact?
I think it's actually the NHS being able to deliver with the equipment and facilities that it requires to be able to deliver excellence. But ultimately, that excellence will be delivery for patients. So, you know, potentially we're going to provide around about 1 million doses of injectable medicines across the whole of the region. That's truly transformational, truly exciting. And, you know, it's also going to help our nursing staff to actually have products ready to administer rather than spending time themselves drawing up and making products. So it's, you know, it's going to give safety for patients, but also help nurses to be able to free up their time to actually really be able to care for patients. So I think that's really transformational. And that's the, one of the really key exciting bits about the whole project.
Can you give us an update on the current progress of the MMC? And I believe you've just had a key delivery from Merit, who are building everything off site.
Yeah, so to give a small bit of background about Merit, Merit are a company that are based actually in Cramlington, which is very close to Seaton Delaval. I had the pleasure of actually going on site to the factory and had a look around. It's actually an impressive site. They're very innovative as a company. They do the majority of the manufacture off-site, actually in the factory, and then deliver each individual piece to the site. So they indicate that probably about 80% of all the fabrication is done actually on the site at the factory. The most recent thing is we had the delivery of a pre-built air handling unit, which was enormous. So there's some good photographs actually of it on LinkedIn. But yeah, that was craned in through the roof into the facility. And all the parts that we are being prefabricated, there's around about 54 that are being built, are all then attached to the mezzanine and frame that is actually being built at the site. When you actually visit the site, you realise actually how big and how impressive the facility is going to be. So, yeah, and I've also been really impressed with our team for the support they've given Merit around design and build of the facility, but also Merit themselves. As I say, I think they're a really innovative and exciting company. And I'm really proud that actually we're working locally and supporting businesses within the region, and also jobs, etc. as well. So, yeah, it's a really good setup that we've got with Merit.
And what are the key milestones between now and the planned opening in 2026?
So when you visit the site, you can see that there's quite a lot. Well, there's a lot of work that's already been done, and the site itself is developing at pace, and that is impressive work by the Merit team, and also the support that we've provided from an MMC perspective around passing and commissioning and signing off some of the design, but also some of the prefabricated sections. So there is still a considerable amount of work to be done. We're looking, hopefully, to be able to, for Merit to be able to hand over probably around September, October time, so that the facility will be complete then. Once we get to that stage, then we go into a validation and commissioning phase. So some of that validation and commissioning will be done by Merit themselves and their contractors, but also there'll be interaction from ourselves from an MMC perspective. So we will be appointing staff to be able to support that process. That will take several weeks and months. As part of that programme, there is the facility itself, but we've also got to set up a QC laboratory and also testing of equipment that comes in for that. So at the moment, we're busily in the process of purchasing some of the high-tech equipment that will go into the laboratory to be able to support us, to be able to deliver medicine. So that's a programme that is ongoing at the moment. What we work towards then is once we have everything in place and we have all our documentation and our processes are validated and we have SOPs and procedures, etc., to be able to deliver it, is then we will then have an inspection with the MHRA, who are the medicines regulatory body that we will then need to demonstrate to them that we have a facility that is safe to then to be able to provide medicines that are then given to patients across the region. So that is a challenging process. The MHRA are very supportive. We have built a good relationship with the inspector that we will be inspecting our facility, and that is something that we all build up ongoing. But that will be the culmination then, is then we will have that inspection. Once we have passed that inspection, we will then be given a license then to be able to make medicines which we can then supply into the region. So there's lots of work for us to do, but actually it's all part of the key programme, and again it's very interesting work for our team And it's, you know, it's important that we collaborate with both Merit and also our inspector as well. So, again, all exciting times.
How is the Medicine Manufacturing Centre preparing to produce chemotherapy and ready to administer injectable medicines?
So as part of the design and build process, we will have what I said is a large facility that's going to have five clean rooms. And in each of those clean rooms, we're going to have high-tech isolators that we're purchasing from a company called Getinge. The ones that we're purchasing for production are twin isolators, so they in effect have two chambers for operators to work within. They will also have the latest gassing technology, which is part of the disinfection process to make sure that we have sterility for the preparation of our medicines. So there's lots of work going on around getting those isolators built. And as part of that program, our team are supporting the factory acceptance testing that's done in the south of France. So that's a big thank you to members of our team that are supporting that. So they will be flying over to France soon to support individual sign-off of each individual isolator. So that equipment is key to us being able to deliver safely injectable medicines across the region. So yeah, we are working towards that, and we will have all the processes and procedures in place to be able to provide safe medicines.
And what's the significance of producing pre-labelled medicines for patient discharge?
So one of the sort of things that slows down discharge is that very often there's a requirement for a prescription for patients to leave the hospital, and a takeout prescription is written for individual people to then take to the pharmacy or the hospital pharmacy for drugs to then be dispensed. Obviously, that puts more pressure potentially on the dispensaries within hospitals, but also creates delay then for patients potentially to be able to leave the hospital. So the pre-prepared packs are basically single packs that are over-labelled, ready to be administered or given to patients to be administered, and it negates that requirement then to have a prescription that's sent over to the pharmacy. So it's a relief for the patients, because once they've been in hospital, they can have the packs that they require just to be able to leave, and it also reduces some of the pressure within our pharmacies, which are under constant pressure because of the amount of patient turnover that is required within hospitals. So it's quite a simple, relatively simple process from our point of view, but saves a lot of time both for patients and for staff.
And recruitment has already begun. What kinds of roles are being created?
We're looking to appoint around about 150 people over the next 2 years. We're at the beginning of that phase, but what we particularly require, certainly at the front end of the project, are quite experienced people, particularly within quality and validation, because there's lots of work to set up our QC laboratory, and there is testing that will be required for the medicines that we produce once we get to a point of production. But we also need to be able to demonstrate all of the facilities work as they should do, and that requires microbiological testing, that requires physical testing the facility, and we require those staff to be able to support that. So there's lots of focus on that type of staffing. But you know, we will require distribution from our warehouses, so we'll require staff to be able to manage that. So there will be things such as temperature control, because we'll create or manufacture several refrigerated products. There's also production staff that we need to appoint. There's training leadership staff that we need to appoint, because there's a huge amount of training to be able to ensure that we can provide medicine safely from the manufacturing facilities we've got and making sure they get to patients on time. So the recruitment, it will be phased. So there is a year one phase of recruitment, and then we'll go into a second year, which is more about ramp up of production then, because obviously you want to ensure that we maximise the facility and ensure that we deliver as much product safely to our patients to improve patient care across the whole of the region.
And this will be a massive economic boost for the region, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So 150 staff is a significant amount, and I'm really proud that it's the NHS that is supporting that, and that the collaborative across the region is working together to be able to do that. So we've got to be clear that this is a real collaborative where eight trusts are working together to be able to help set up the facility, but also to be able to fund it and deliver to our patients across the region. And we mustn't always also forget that there was a significant investment from the NHS England as well, which is around about 30 million to actually build it. So there's a huge collaborative piece of work that's gone to get us to this point. So yeah, it's really, really positive and shows how the NHS can collaborate and work together.
How will the MMC support training and career development for the local talent?
Obviously, training will be really important. You know, it's a highly skilled, there's lots of requirement for management of that training. So we will have within place people who will deliver that training. We'll also look at what opportunities are for courses, for example, that we can get our staff as well trained as we possibly can. But we also have a lot of expertise within our group as well. We have an excellent group already of the team with years and years of experience of working within this realm. So we will pass on that experience and ensure that, you know, we maximise the opportunity for our staff to be able to develop and grow within the organisation. The idea is that potentially somebody could come in at a band 3 level, which is, you know, within Agenda for Change, but within theory, with training and development, could actually replace me in the future. And I think that's really important, that people have the opportunity to demonstrate that they can come into the organisation and they can develop with us and that they can progress. I think that's really important.
Finally, what does the facility mean for the North East and North Cumbria region in particular?
What it means is that it's an excellent investment in the region. As we've mentioned, it will create jobs, but it's actually a high-tech facility that is as good as anything within the whole of the country as regards the NHS in particular. It's high-tech. It will enable us to be able to provide that volume across the whole region. So we've mentioned about antibiotics, for example, but also chemotherapy drugs. Those are key life-giving and supporting drugs that we'll be able to provide to all of our patients across the region. We mustn't forget that the MMC in the region is a support mechanism. There will still be local sites that will be able to deliver to patients, but they will be able to focus more on bespoke products for individual patients, but potentially things like research and development, which is key within the NHS to be able to improve what we do and are able to deliver to patients. So again, it's very much a regional collaborative, with the MMC very much being supportive to the whole of the region. But it will be a really positive benefit for patients and staff across all of our region.
That brings us to the end of this episode. So thank you, Mark, for joining me today and sharing your insights into the Medicine Manufacturing Centre.
Thank you for your interesting questions, Harry. And as I say, nice to meet you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Providers Podcast. Hit subscribe to keep up to date with the latest news and catch up with what we've been up to on our website and social media pages.